Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 80s Flophouse Podcast. My name's Richie. I'm here with the best group of friends a guy could ever have, Dusty, Tony, Ryan, and Jimmy. Good evening, boys.
Hey.
And so Thanksgiving is upon us. It's one of my favorite holidays. There's family, food, drinks, and food. So let's throw on our sweats and set the table and start planning our escape routes out to the garage. And let's get going talking about Thanksgiving.
Right on. Thanks, Richie, for that great intro, as always. So are you guys ready to put on the loose elastic, let out the ties, open the belt up a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
100%. Strap on the feed bag.
Yeah, for sure.
Excellent. Awesome. Just barely put away the Halloween. I mentioned this on a previous podcast. Lynette loves to decorate, so we decorate for everything. So we just put away the Halloween decorations and now out with the Thanksgiving decorations. Just out of curiosity, I just kind of want to take a poll. Do you guys have Thanksgiving decorations?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No. All right. So we're not so weird. No? Okay. All right. So
you gather leaves or?
Yeah. You know, she empties out this like big glass thing we have and puts little pumpkins in it and a big happy Thanksgiving over the hearth of the fireplace. And I'll have to take a picture and show you guys.
I know you're
super interested in that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so you want to hear what our decorations are?
Please.
We have a cardboard thing that's like a tree trunk. And it says, "You are thankful for." And then we have 1,000 leaves cut out. And like we've been doing this for so many years. Oh, you stick them to the wall.
Yeah,
it's all the way up the wall. It's going around the corner, and every time somebody comes over, they have to put something they're thankful on a leaf.
Jim, take a picture of that. I'm gonna steal that from
you.
I'm gonna copy that.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Yeah,
we have. The kids were small, like they had such pacifiers, and I'm thankful for passies and
my blankie.
Yeah, just so
very cool, man.
That's so cool. Well, I just wanted to shout out to my daughter. She had a rugby tournament in California, and they got second, which is pretty awesome.
Wow.
A lot of competition out there. So they did that. Now she's off to Australia with my son and daughter-in-law. So she's in Hawaii right now, but then she's going to Australia. So
That is awesome, dude.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So
that's really cool.
Proud dad moment.
Yes, indeed.
I love it.
We went to Florida to see my mother-in-law last week, so that was fun.
Nice.
We get there and get relaxed, and she's like, "Why don't you guys go to the pool until 3 and then come back?" And we're like, "Okay." Go and swim and hang out. Get back at 3 o'clock, and she's like, "Okay, you guys probably should start getting ready for dinner." I'm like, "What?" She goes, "I have reservations for 4:30.
Wow.
Hey. I'm like, "Okay. 4:30?
And you need reservations?"
Yeah. And she did. Yeah. That place was packed.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
What was the average age, Jimmy?
Yeah. Just curious.
72.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's middle aged.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. See, they do Linner, not
yeah, hey guys, don't make fun of it. That's when I eat nowadays. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like it because I feel like I'm a youngster. Like they treat me like I'm the like a young kid when I come in. It's great. I love it.
What early bird special did you get, Jim?
Steak and risotto.
Ooh. Oh, do you like risotto,
Jimmy?
I love risotto.
Oh, risotto is good. I like risotto.
It was a little bit mushy, but it was good. Yeah, it was all right.
It has to be with that crowd.
Yeah. You know what Sue said to me at the pool? She goes, like, to these women here, they're like, "Yeah, he's got a limp, but he's not using a walker, so he's kind of hot."
That is awesome.
Oh, good times. That was Florida, Jimmy.
It was great, man. We had
that was in Florida. Is that where you?
Yeah. It was so much fun.
That's awesome.
I heard they're getting nothing but rain. I mean, is that true? Was it?
It was like 87. No,
no kidding.
Clouds. It was perfect. Wow. And they were actually saying they haven't had rain in a while. But they're supposed to be getting some the day we left.
Hey guys, maybe we should all retire in Florida in the same complex.
Oh God, that'd be hilarious, huh?
That's all right.
We could just go to Sun City near you, Dusty.
No, I mean, we could retire together, just not in Florida.
Not in Florida. Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha.
Nice. Sun City.
Yeah, baby.
My weekend was okay. Just wanted to touch on, did have that sleepover at Ty's. So
yes, the photos and videos were cool, man.
Yeah.
So Dust, you can talk a little bit about the shenanigans there, but yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That's cool. I learned Rich has a little bit of rhythm with the drum set.
Okay. And hey, okay.
Ty has zero.
He's got a good Axl voice.
He's got the vocals.
Yeah. Though. Yeah. He's singing.
That's awesome. You know, yeah. I loved Rich. Was it Richie's text? It was like we didn't miss a beat. I feel like it's like that every time we get together, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
I didn't realize the Ty's got the patio doors that open all the way up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they have curtains around the exterior of the patio. So I didn't realize that it was open. So I'm assuming we kept the neighbors up for a while too.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, maybe they're used to that with Ty.
Yeah. Not the drums.
Yeah, not the drums.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that was scaring the dogs. Kim was like, oh, good to see you guys. I'm going to bed. And she went out into their travel trailer. Yep. Wow.
She's like,
I wonder if you guys are welcome back.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking, Ryan. I was thinking the same thing.
We're out. You're welcome. Don't ever have Dusty bring his drums anymore, please.
You know, our wives are all like, you know, it's really cool that you guys all get together once in a while, but could you just make it once in a while?
Every 2 years, please?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Very cool. Well, before we kick off the episodes, let's hear a word from our sponsor. This week's episode is sponsored by KMP.net. Is your house overrun with pets and filth? Are you spending your hard-earned pay on dog food, bird seed, or hamster pellets? No problem. KMP.net is your go-to partner for eliminating those pet burdens. Kill My Pet is licensed and bonded in all 50 states and the leading pet euthanization firm in America. We can handle pets of any size, whether it's Mr. Fluffy's in the den or old Mr. Ed out in the pasture. Do you need it to look like an accident? Done. Do you need them gone by kickoff on Sunday? Easy. Visit KMP.net on the web and contact one of our friendly, motivated techs. Enjoy pet-free living with no guilt or worries. Thank you, KMP.net.
Copyright 2023. This ad is a parody. We love pets. As soon as this channel is monetized, we'll be donating to our local shelters.
All right, boys. Well, let's get this episode going. I'm going to throw it over to Tony and let's chat about Thanksgiving. There you go, buddy.
Thanks, Rich. Let's do it. So let's get off running right away. What are you thankful for? Let's start with you, Ry. What are you thankful for?
Oh man, so much. But I think I'm really thankful for our podcast and hanging out with you guys, and that we have the opportunity to hang out once a week, see each other's faces and just chat it up. This is so much fun. So I love that. And I'm super thankful for that. I think, you know, getting a little spiritual here, I'm just grateful for a God of second chances and of miracles, that there's so many miracles in my life and so many opportunities to be better. And I'm just grateful for that because, you know, we all need second chances, and man, been blessed with a healthy, happy family and good friends. So just gonna get all choked up here, guys. Come on.
Amen to that, Ry. You got, how about,
excuse me.
You're getting choked up too, Tony.
Yeah, I did. I got
Tony, it's okay.
I know. Gosh, has anybody got any tissues? So what about, do you have any odd things that you're thankful for? Maybe some things that you're, that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I do.
Here we go. Here we go.
So, yeah, I'm thankful for my, gosh.
He's treading a fine line here.
Careful, Ryan.
These,
careful.
I know. This is just odd, but I have these exercise BVDs in my drawer.
The green ones?
No, they're white, and they have the blue and yellow stripe. They're from the 80s.
Nice.
But, you know, it's just like going home when I put those on. It's just like going back. And, you know, I'm going to keep those around, I think. They're just like a, you know, just a well-worn...
I feel you, man.
No, you guys don't feel me, but
that's touching.
Yeah, it's very touching. So, yeah, I like those BVDs. They don't make them like they used to, you know. They really don't. So,
no. I swear to God, you're a psychopath. I swear to God, you're. You say the oddest things I've ever heard from anybody.
He's obtuse.
You can just keep being you, Ryan.
Yeah, you know.
100%.
This should have been no shame zone. Sorry about that, Ryan.
Well, you know, I feel comfortable with you guys. You know, it's just us boys talking, right?
There you go.
Nobody else will hear this.
Nobody. That's right.
Jeez. Okay, what moving
about,
on.
What about you, Jimmy? What are you thankful for, buddy?
You know. Wife and kids, definitely. Extended family, sisters, brothers, all that stuff. But my dogs and my cat. I guess the cat. Because if my wife hears this and I don't say the cat, it'll be a discussion about it.
Campy.
Oh my gosh.
Campy.
That's about it, man.
That's awesome. Right,
you guys, of course, and every other day of the week except for Wednesday when we do the podcast. No, I'm just kidding. I had to be the anti-Ryan on that one.
Yeah.
Good call.
What about I'm going to throw the same thing at probably each one of you. Anything like maybe odd or anything that your family maybe would like give you a weird look at that you're thankful for that maybe nobody else would understand, but maybe you?
Okay, so you guys know I went to Florida for a week. And I didn't take my squatty potty.
No.
I just felt like I wasn't totally empty all the time. Like,
oh, yeah.
So I came home and like, I hugged the kids and pet the dogs. And I ran upstairs and I was like hugging the squatty potty and gave it a try. And best day ever. I'm so thankful for that thing. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Not supposed to leave home without it, Jimmy. You take it on the plane wherever you go.
Yeah, I know, but we had too much going with our carry-on, so I thought about it, though.
Just strap that bad boy on a hook on your backpack.
Yeah.
And just,
yeah, you need a folding one, front. And just wear it like a backpack.
Yeah.
You had to go into the bathroom in the airplane and taking your squatty potty down the aisle.
I would love to film that. Oh my god.
You're like, can I leave this door cracked a little bit so my squatty potty fits right?
It doesn't fit quite right.
You start spraying a little bit outside.
These are hiked up by your head. You're like,
bulging veins sticking out the little crack of the door. That's awesome. That's I love stuff. It. What about you, Richie?
Wow. I can't beat Ryan. He really, he overshared a bit. It's kind of unfair, but it's definitely family and definitely you guys on the podcast and just to like general health of everyone. Super thankful for that. I think those are the highlights and like, I may need like 5 extra chances. Ryan, you said like of second chances. I'm like at 5 or 6, but
yeah. Well, that's what I mean.
I got more than 2%. I got you beat, Maddie.
Yeah. Nice.
I think we all did.
Good deal. It makes me feel better, Tony.
Yeah. What about Rich? Anything odd for the listeners or for the rest of us? That maybe you're thinking
Of course.
This is scary. This is scary.
It is. Like, you never know what's coming.
Strange. Well, I am thankful for, well, I have a very mature European masseuse, and I'm thankful for her just for the relationship we've built over, you know, decades at this point.
That's awesome.
But yeah, just off the top of my head, that's what else I'm thankful for.
Thanks for sharing, Richie.
Yeah, thank you.
Dusty, what about you, buddy?
Same thing, you know, family and all that. But with, you guys know, everything I've gone through this year, just the fact that I still have my sanity, really.
Yeah.
What about any oddities for you, Dusty? But maybe the rest of the world wouldn't understand.
Oh no, they'd understand. I'm thankful they opened a Total Wine close to me.
There you go. Big selection in there, Dusty.
Exactly. And it's only like not even 10 minutes away.
Perfect. Do people are waiting on you. Do they get, do they get mad? Cause you like spend an enormous amount of irresponsible time perusing the different.
No, but they always ask me if I want to join their rewards program.
And you should do it. Definitely.
I should.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
In 10 years, you're going to be the guy on the news getting arrested driving a lawnmower to the Total Wine, all ripped.
Like, you're here every week. Are you sure you don't want to sign up?
Yeah.
Right on.
I love it.
Well, for me,
those are the miracles I was talking about, Dusty.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah. For me, life's an incredible journey, man, and it's I'm thankful for it. It's cool looking back to my youth, hanging out with you guys, the Flophouse days, this podcast. Same, Ryan. I'm thankful for the grace that's been given to me, and for my faith, and I'm thankful for my family and my friends, and you know, and all the people that have been there through the peaks and the valleys that, you know, all of us go through in life. It's a real blessing. So that's my Thanksgiving spiel, but it's true. The oddity, especially during this time of year, I have one thing that I'm very, very thankful for. The electric knife.
Oh yeah.
The electric
knife. Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Very pragmatic, you know, all those years watching people try to saw through sometimes overcooked turkey with a dull knife, you know. The electric knife has definitely been a mainstay for me.
Tony, you're talking about the plug-in one, right? Not just like a battery-operated one.
No, I go with the old plug-in one. Yeah, I go with the old plug-in one. You need
the voltage.
Yeah. It's funny you should say that, Rich, because I do get some grief about that because people say, you know, you can get the, you know, the ones that are cordless. And I'm like, no, you know what? I've had this for a long time. It's a part of me, and I'm thankful for it. So,
yeah.
I'm thinking about putting one of those thankful leaves on it, Jimmy.
Would be a good one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I guess when my kids were younger, I was thankful for the construction paper, you know, the brown and the orange and the yellow the Elmer's glue during this time of year. Make those cool little hats, you know.
So you do the turkey hands.
Come on, Jimmy. That's a staple, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
That's a staple.
Well, I didn't know if you're an amateur. I was just checking you.
Come on, man.
See where those dad skills were.
Yeah. Well, if I'm talking about them, they're tremendous, but you might not get the same answer from each one of my kids, depending, you know, the time of year, and especially after Christmas, you know, if I didn't get them the gifts they wanted and stuff. So.
I thought you were going to mention der Wiener Schnitzel.
Yes. Der Wiener. Ryan even pronounced it.
Der Wiener.
He had the German accent and everything.
Yeah. That's because, you know, the town I live in has a little influence there. So, I'm authentic.
I feel you, brother.
Love it.
So moving on, what about memorable Thanksgivings? Do you guys have like a Thanksgiving, and it can be whenever, just one that kind of sticks out in your mind. And if there's more than one, then let us know, please. Just jump in. Whoever wants to jump in, just jump in.
Mine kind of blend together because it's just kind of the same every year, but it's still awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the parades are on and then the dog show and then football.
Yeah.
Is on TV all day. And then just, you know, eating around four and just you're amazed at like how quick everybody ate after doing all the that work for so many hours. It's just, and it's great though. Having a few drinks, it's a good time. Always.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have quite a few of them, but like Jimmy said, they kind of, some of them that they're similar that are awesome, but you know, tradition where a lot of the traditions we do are gather in Leavenworth and the family, all Allison's family comes. But there was a time where a tradition was for the Gunter side to get together. And I remember one specifically where they all came to our house in Hawaii and all my siblings and just had a blast just going to the beach every day. You know, we just walked to the beach and doing their thing there and doing all the tourist stuff. A lot of them hadn't been to Hawaii before. So that was very memorable. And then the one I think I mentioned on the podcast before is when beginning of COVID, where everyone in my family got COVID except me and my daughter. And we went to the ranch and had Thanksgiving by ourselves and just had a blast, played the floor as lava, played, put every puzzle together that we could. So lots of fun memories.
Well, I don't want to come across as like anti-family, but
keeping it real, Richie.
It's a cruel time of year for Richie. Yeah.
One of my most memorable Thanksgivings was when I was over living in Amsterdam. And I invited over all of my like hostel mates and who are international students and the mentors we had in Amsterdam at school. And we made a traditional turkey dinner because they don't know what Thanksgiving is. So it was fun. We made turkey, the whole deal, mashed potatoes, and they loved it. And we'll throw a picture up right here to my editors, and I'll send you a pic of that. But it's pretty funny. Wow, I have one here too.
Awesome.
Nice.
That's great. Cool. I love it, Rich.
Yeah, mine all kind of blend together as well, but I do have one memory from a particular Thanksgiving. Got done with at my mom's house, you know, eating and everything. I'm going to head over to Lori's house. So I meet Jerry and everybody's over there doing what we usually did at Lori's. So then Jerry starts the poker game that me and Tony are familiar with. Oh, you had gosh. To, yeah, you lost. You had to drink your whole beer.
Yeah.
So we did that for a little while. Then we got into the pantry and found a brand new bottle of Wild Turkey since it was Thanksgiving.
Apropos.
Logical.
Yeah.
Logical.
It made sense at the time. So, yeah. So me and Jerry decided to start drinking Wild Turkey since it was Thanksgiving. And I didn't feel very good the next day.
That's what happens.
That does happen.
That'll happen.
So I, as the rest of you, a lot of them blend together, you know, because it's kind of the same thing. But there's a few that stick out. One of them is I decided one year that we would take the whole family to New York and we would do the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and do the whole Thanksgiving there. We rented out the big ballroom at the Marriott downtown right on top of Times Square there. And I was all excited. Couldn't wait to take the kids down to the parade. And we get up that morning and it's very, very cold. And long story short, I end up, my whole vision that I had, you guys ever have that happen where you have a vision of something for the
all
family?
The time.
It turns all out totally not what you envisioned.
It's like the vacation movies, but it's real life.
Yeah.
100%. So long story short, I'm at the downstairs watching the parade by myself, watching the balloons go by, going, wow, this is really great, you know. So that was one of them that sticks out in my mind. The other one was you remember the big deep fryers that came out and everybody was a lot of people
deep frying the turkeys, deep frying,
and it just looked so easy. My dad did, so I went and set up and got me a whole one. Dude. Long story short, I ended up having to run to Boston Market and just buy a whole Thanksgiving dinner for everybody.
Yeah.
I wrecked the turkey.
Yeah, been there. Yep.
Oh, that's too bad. And the last one I will say is, so my extended family, all the Castillos, my dad's brothers, my cousins, all of us, you know, tons of us, Lynette arranged it. So it was great. We all got together at my grandparents' old house and we had a big Thanksgiving dinner. And I'll send the picture of me and my dad and all of my uncles together. And it was one of those moments where it's like this, you know, it doesn't happen very often. And I'm not sure how many times it's going to happen again. So it was one of those really cool times where we just sat back, we looked through old pictures, we told old stories of grandma and grandpa when they were still alive, and it was cool.
That's so neat.
So Richie, is it about that time?
I believe so.
He always seems surprised.
I know. It's like I'm shocked every time. Yes, it's time to get to know the 80s Flophouse crew. This week, I asked the boys several questions around their Thanksgiving meal preferences, so this is going to be a bit tough. We're going to have to really nail down those details for us to get the question right. So, anyways, I asked everybody if they liked cranberry jelly or the berries, if they like dark meat or white meat, or if they like regular potatoes or sweet potatoes, and if they had a formal Thanksgiving, or like you just at a table, or you're just sitting on the living room floor, and if they're like beer or wine. So I'm going to run through those answers and let's get it going. So the first one, someone answered they like berries, like the whole cranberries. They like the white meat for sandwiches, dark when it's warm, regular potatoes. They like sitting at a table and they start with beer and end with wine. This is kind of a tougher one.
Dusty?
Dustin.
Sounds like my house, actually. Kind of.
Tony.
Just kidding.
The answer to that one is Jimmy.
Jimmy James.
Yep. Okay.
You like the dark meat, huh? When it's warm.
Huh? The dark meat turkey is delicious when it's warm, but when it's cold, it's not good. It gets kind of stringy.
Yeah.
I'm with you there. 100%. Okay. Next up, somebody said they like the whole cranberries fresh, like the berries themselves. White meat, mashed potatoes, table but not formal, and just wine.
That's Dusty.
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 Richie.
Oh, could be. Oh, but I'm gonna stick with Dusty.
Oh, I think it's Dusty. Dusty.
Why'd you guys all guess me?
I know. That was weird.
I know.
They called you out right away.
Cranberries?
Yeah. Whole cranberries. It was just wine. The wine. It's
Dustin.
All right. Next up, canned cranberries, white meat, mashed potatoes.
Ryan.
Living room.
Ryan.
Living room floor. And light beer.
Oh no!
That's a twist. No, I think that's Richie.
You just threw me for Rich. That's Richie.
That's Rich.
Good call, guys. That is me. Seriously, the cranberries have to be like in the sliced little disc. You can't have it any other way.
It's like ground up with oranges.
Used to be my thing, the canned ones, because my stepmom would make fresh, and they were horrible. And then I started making my own. And I throw in orange juice, orange peel, cinnamon sticks with the fresh cranberries.
Yeah.
I'd like to try this, Dust.
Well, come out next week. You can have some.
That's nice. That's nice of you, Dust. Okay, we have two left. And I think this might be self-evident, but let's go. One answer was whole berry. White meat, sweet potatoes, gross, formal table in both beer before and wine with dinner. Next answer is the canned jellied cranberries, white meat. both potatoes, but if I had to choose, sweet. A formal table setting and Dr. Pepper.
I wonder who that is.
Tony loves Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, Tony likes him.
Yeah, on ice. That was a softball question.
On the rocks.
On the rocks. Yeah, Dr. Pepper on the rocks. Yeah.
Salt.
Mm-hmm. Salted rim.
Salted rim on the rocks.
We tried that. Maybe that'll try that. On the rock.
Nice. Tony, really sweet potatoes. Like people mix in like marshmallows into it. It is disgusting.
Well, brown sugar on top.
Yeah,
burnt. Yeah. I'm with you, Rich.
No, I'm with you, Rich.
It's disgusting.
That's a savory dish.
Oh, I like this.
Rich, I would have said yams, but Rich didn't have. He said sweet potatoes. Yams are my preference.
What's a yam?
I'll do sweet potatoes.
There's a difference, right? Sweet potatoes and yams.
Yes,
or is there
little? Yeah.
What's a yam?
Yam back check. Can we fact check this with Dusty real quick, Dusty?
Yams are the orange ones. Sweet potatoes are actually white.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I prefer the yams, but yeah. I will do the sweet potatoes.
I think I've had yams then with brown sugar because they're always orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, those sweet potato fries are good if they like season them really well.
Yeah.
And like salt them up. Yeah. Then they're good.
Get rid of the flavor of the
sweet potato. Of the sweet bull crap.
That's funny. So yeah, it's if my dad's down, it's light beer from Miller at while we watch the football game, and you know, traditional mom's in the kitchen cooking, and we're sitting there like a bunch of bums, you know, just hurry up with that meal, you know. Mom's in there slaving away, you know. But and then during dinner, it's I always try to bring a really nice bottle of wine. Last year I brought a really nice one and it was fun. We all corked it and let it breathe and it was nice.
It was fun. Your dad still pulled out the Woodbridge.
Oh yeah. No, you're exactly right. He wouldn't. He's
You showed me.
Yeah. I'm not drinking that. That's way too expensive. That's stupid. Why would you spend that much money on a bottle of wine? That's just dumb.
Yeah. Get a box of Barefoot for like $18.
Exactly. I think he said something like
bottles.
That. Yeah, he's like, I could drink wine for a year for that. That's ludicrous. I love it, though. I like riling my dad up like that.
I think your dad's correct.
He's the best.
You know, all right, guys. Good.
Let me wrap this. That was getting to know the flopper. Can you hand it back over to Tony?
I felt like I was in the Oscars. Like, I was about to say something, and they played the music over me.
My job.
The hook in?
Played me off. Yeah.
You're getting hooked, right? Yeah. Right, go ahead. You can finish, right? Finish the
show. No, I was just commenting about wine. I don't know much about wine, but you know how, like, we're in wine country, too, in Washington, but they have these fancy vineyards with the farms and the grapes, but what about Franzia? Do they have, like, a special fancy lodge and a winery, or do they just, how, I mean... How does that work? That because they're such cheap, like a cheap wine. Like, do they have their own vineyard that people go and taste it? Or it seems weird. Like, let's go to the tasting room at Franzia.
At Boone's.
Boone's Farm Wine.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
At a winery.
I don't think so.
No. Yeah.
It's a funny story, though. But my wife worked at a winery in Leavenworth. And she only worked, her friend owned it. And she just asked if she could work there. So she worked in the wine tasting area. And it's funny because people would sit down and ask her, like, so what's your favorite? And she's like, oh, I actually don't drink. I've never had wine. And they're like, oh, that's interesting. She's like, it was such an anomaly. Then people just ask her questions. It was hilarious. But yeah, so she did a little stint at a winery. I always give her heck about that.
Nice.
Wineries are really beautiful. They actually are.
Yeah.
I know this isn't the winery podcast, but Lynette had taken me to Paso Robles to visit a few wineries for my birthday one year, and we were coming out of town, and we stopped in the last winery and went in. I had to use the restroom, and the guy's like, "Oh, it's in the back." And I go back there, and there's all of these kids lined up, and there's this guy, and he's pointing at him, asking him questions. You know, how many parts per million? And they're reading out the recipe for their wine, and it was it had been handed down several generations, and the pictures on the wall were from Prohibition. And I was like, hey, how did you guys serve wine during Prohibition? They're like, well, we were the winemaker for the Catholic Church. So when they would do their sacrament, we were the ones that made their wine. I was like, oh, that's so smart. Yeah. I don't know why. I just felt like it.
Yeah.
Our family in Leavenworth, during the Prohibition, we had the false floor where everyone would go down and drink. It was like a bar down below. It's still there too.
Really?
The ranch house, yeah.
Dude, if we all go down to visit Ryan's
wall.
If we go down to visit Ryan, for sure we're gonna have to get down there.
Yeah.
Pump some music.
Yeah, baby.
Get a sign that says the podcast bar. Podcast bar.
There you go, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
So what are your holiday plans? You guys got any plans for the holidays coming up?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm going to be spending Thanksgiving here in Phoenix with my family and my in-laws. We're going to have a nice Thanksgiving dinner, and then we usually split, you know, between that and Christmas. So we'll head out to Vegas to see my mom over Christmas. So I'm excited about it. Can't wait.
Nice.
They got that Formula One out there right now going on this weekend, I think.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Tony?
So we had plans to go down to Bullhead, and we were going to meet up with my family, and we were all going to go to the Gourmet Room, and we were going to have Thanksgiving in the Gourmet Room. That was the plans, and I was going to meet some other people out there, and we were going to golf and stuff, but scheduling just didn't work out for everybody. So to be honest with you, we don't really have plans right now. So this is kind of going to be exciting. I actually like spontaneous things like this. I know that it drives a lot of people crazy, but for me, for Thanksgiving, I'm kind of excited. You know, I don't have any plans, but we'll see when we come, you know, we'll see when we talk back next time. We'll see what we did.
Aww.
I'm sure you're going to find something fun, Tony. I'm not worried about it. You're going to have a good time.
You know it, buddy.
You have two seats at our table.
Come
on down.
Thank you, guys.
Well,
if you give us notice. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. Right. And you're not staying in our house. Yeah, you're, you know. And
you have to find a hotel.
There's no doggy bags.
And it's only an hour maximum that you can stay. So, yeah.
Wash your own
otherwise, just come thank on you guys down. Anyways.
No, we're planning on doing everyone's meeting in Leavenworth and at the ranch, and we're gonna just have all the family there except my oldest son Jonah and his wife and Tay, because they're gonna be in Australia, but they'll FaceTime us. And I always love it because our tradition is I'm in charge of the mashed potatoes, and I always do a mashed potato sculpture, so I got to think of what I'm going to do this year, but that's a tradition that I like to do. And and also I'm going to try this. I'll let you guys know how it is, but we ordered one of those Cajun turkeys from Popeyes. I mean, we're having the regular turkey, but I said, because my son loves Cajun. He loves Popeyes. So anyway, they send it to you frozen. It's already cooked and you just thaw it out, but it's all Cajun seasoning. So,
awesome.
We'll see how that goes. We're excited about that.
You know, when I go to the beach and lay out, I always do the same sculpture that I could, you know, I'll let you know offline.
Okay.
But
yeah. I'd like to see it. Maybe I could duplicate it in potatoes.
That'd be funny.
I bet he lays in front of it, Ryan.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, you guy. Not going to reproduce that.
Nice. Who else?
We're just gonna hang with the family, have some friends over, and it's parades, dogs, football.
Nice.
Awesome.
Good time.
Yeah, we're going to my oldest son Eric's house for Thanksgiving, then We usually try and hit up Prescott for a night.
Oh, cool. There you go.
Love Prescott.
Yeah, around the downtown area where the courthouse is, it's all lit up with Christmas lights and stuff. So we usually try and make a trip up there for a night, have dinner.
Oh, cool.
Right on,
so,
man.
So, Dusty, do you call it Prescott or Prescott?
Now I have to think about it. Prescott.
Yeah, I think most people in Arizona call it Prescott.
Yeah.
Prescott. Cool. That sounds fun.
Right on. Well, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Now, moving forward, for the listeners, plans for the show.
We have plans.
Fill us in, Tony.
Do we?
We're all wondering now.
Well, I'm excited that we're getting close to wrapping season one on the show, right? We've had 40, this is our 48th episode. I'm super proud of you guys, and I'm excited to keep this going and move into next year. Yeah. I think, you know, we've talked a lot about kind of new types of episodes we're going to have, a lot more video, different challenges. It's going to be a lot of fun. I don't know if you guys want to weigh in as well.
Oh, I'm super excited. You know, what I'm going to miss is just seeing you guys each week. That's going to be hard. But I am super excited about kind of regrouping, trying some new things out, sticking with the things that are working, and have an awesome season two. I'm pumped. I'm so jazzed for that. So we're going to regroup and have something special for you in New Year's. I think, what, second week of New Year's? Is that where our next episode comes out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to say, if you're a listener and you're trying to talk to somebody about listening to the show, this is a perfect time for them to catch up and maybe skip the first three episodes.
They're pretty wrong.
Yeah, we have definitely gotten better. I've heard it many times, so hopefully it'll keep going that direction next season.
Yeah, we had like 15 hosts in those first couple of episodes.
Yeah, we did. We certainly
it was
did.
It was busy.
Everybody's talking at the same time. Yeah, it was perfect. It was so wonderful. No, but we'll also on social media keep following us on there. And YouTube, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all of them. We're going to be posting old clips from past shows, highlights, you know, different things we've done. So you'll have still stuff coming down. And but as far as the actual podcast, probably, you know, that will start back up in January.
Nice. Hopefully by then the screenwriters, strike will be done and we can get our writers back in.
I think it's done now, Tony.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah, I think we can get back.
See how much I know.
But you're in California, you should know, Tony.
Yeah. Boy, we got you fooled. I'm looking forward to a lot of the challenges too. Like Rich said, we have some fun things in store, and hopefully we can get some of our listeners involved and they can send some video in and some stuff like that in some of these challenges. I think they're going to be funny and fun. So looking forward to it. This has been so much fun. This all started as an idea. I was just the other day, I was thinking back when I was in Vegas, when you guys had actually called me and we were talking about the idea when we had met one time, and I think I videoed from like, I was on the strip at the M&M factory or something like that. And I'm like, you know what, you guys, I'm in, let's do this thing. And then I remember after I said that, I'm like, oh no, what have I gotten myself?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's been great. It's been great. And I'm so looking forward to season two. Mailbag time or what?
I think we can definitely do some mailbag.
Last one of this season.
Here we go,
yo.
Kind of sad about that.
Me too.
You know, for season two, I think I'm really going to get together a good lyrics for this song and really polish it up.
Oh,
what do you have so far?
What's that?
What do you have so far?
Mailbag.
Get ready for the mailbag.
No, that's it.
I can't wait.
I think that's the way it starts.
Yeah.
You know, I'm worried about how I think You know, the mailbag really keeps me humble. I'm really worried about my pride factor. Like, I think, this keeps me grounded, and I might come back with a bigger head, and I'll need a good dose of mailbag to keep me humble.
That's awesome.
Well, let's work on that right now. How about that? All right, let's jump into it. First up, we have a message from Aging Tuna Boat at Mindspring, who is a return listener. Thank you very much. They write, Dustin's the type of guy who cruises yard sales looking for vintage porn magazines. So,
wow.
I didn't know you were hitting the
connoisseur.
Yeah, and you were a connoisseur of all things vintage, Dusty, but wow, this takes it to a whole new level.
Keep next to the vintage Sports Illustrated that I have.
Okay.
Oh,
I love it.
Do you still cover them up with the Sports Illustrated like when we were younger or
not? No need to now.
Oh, gotcha.
That's amazing. Next up, at Chris Bale. He wrote back on IG. Chris Bale said, Tony looks like a sketchy character in a 90s PSA about not talking to strangers.
I can see that.
That was Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Bale. Great. At Smells Like Teen Spirit on IG says, Rich is that guy who goes to poetry slams and instead just reads dirty limericks.
Richie?
I'm not sure that's very accurate.
Rich. I didn't know you were that into limericks, Rich.
I know.
Yeah, neither did I.
George, a man from Nantucket. I heard that from you, Rich.
So you've heard my work. Nice. Yeah. I love it. Bustin' Dartin' at Yahoo. Oh. He wrote back in. Said Jimmy's new side hustle is cleaning windshields at stoplights.
Is that profitable, Jimmy?
Yeah, that's good to have a side hustle.
Sometimes you get your beat up too, so yeah. Gotta be careful.
Come down here in LA, Jimmy. You do it down Beverly Hills, down there on Rodeo. Okay. Make some coin, buddy.
Right on.
I'll hook you up.
Thank you, sir.
Next one, Turd Ferguson at Mindspring. He wrote back. Said, Jimmy smells like Ryan looks, like mothballs and Irish Spring soap.
Still using Irish Spring, all right?
Oh, yeah.
You use some use the Old Spice too?
Oh yeah, all those. Nice. Blue Stratos, yeah, all those. Yeah. But wow, that's gonna keep me humble throughout the holiday season. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mailbag.
Thank you, mailbag. Julia Childs Fanny at Yahoo writes, I love your food related shows. Ryan just published a new cookbook. It's titled Dutch Oven Favorites in a Minute or Less.
Wow. Okay. You know you were into the Dutch oven, right?
Yeah, I dabbled in it.
Were you eating cheeseburgers?
That smells like teen spirit.
So childish. I love it. Thank you. Thank you for that. And then it looks like we have three messages from the same person. Mr. Webb MHS86 at Gmail writes, you burners are hilarious. I heard Tony thinks that DraftKings are an old world royalty family out of the Maldives. Okay.
They're not.
You're a little off there, Tony.
My bad.
And Mr. Webb, MHS86 at Gmail, also wrote, Dustin thinks DraftKings are an insulation business for older homes. Nope. Sorry, Dust.
It's not?
No, you're off there.
I thought it was FanDuel.
DraftKings, yeah.
And his last comment, he wrote, Richie thinks DraftKings are a branch of government that is responsible for recruiting young men and women for the service. So, not the same draft. Not the same thing.
Mr. Webb is still teaching us stuff. That's crazy.
I didn't know he's still alive.
Allegedly.
Apparently.
Nice. That's all we have. Thank you, everybody, for the mailbag feedback. Keep it coming at hello@the80sFlophousePodcast.com. Also want to call out, please check out our full-length video episodes on YouTube and Spotify. And appreciate you listening in, and we'll see you next year, and we'll see you on the flop side. Thank you.
Miss you guys.
See you soon.
The 80s Flophouse Podcast.